Welcome in to another episode of Why So Sidious, a Nerd Podcast. I am your host, David Cochran, and here with me today is Jeremy Darr. As we jump into another edition of Week in Geek, where we bring you all of the news coming out of the nerd world this week, or sometimes a little bit, you know, further back a week, because sometimes we miss things because we're only human. So we're going to get you caught up on all the stuff that's been dropping in the nerd world, and we are going to start off with the ever-developing new DCU, James Gunn's baby. So we got some news coming out regarding the Supergirl project. You got some, JD?
Supergirl has a director, and it's Craig Gillespie. The only thing I've seen of his is Dumb Money, it looks like. He did Cruella, I, Tonya, Million Dollar Arm, Fright Night, Finest Hours.
Okay.
Dumb Money's good. I like that one.
I, Tonya's good. I really liked I, Tonya, actually. Sebastian Stan's in there, too. Margot Robbie kills it. Yeah.
Interesting. Sebastian Stan's in Dumb Money also.
Huh. All right. Apparently he likes him.
Oh, probably see him in the DCU and Supergirl now.
There you go. All right.
But yeah, I don't have a ton of thoughts on it. I've only seen one of his movies. He doesn't have any like actions or anything fandom. It's not necessarily a red flag for me. We've seen it done before. The Russo brothers didn't do anything like that. I'm pretty sure all they did was Arrested Development. I don't know, you know, really small scale things, and all of a sudden Winter Soldier. So that doesn't scream red flag to me. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah, no, I'm up for it. He's done some funny movies, too. Mr. Woodcock is hilarious. Billy Bob Thornton and Sean William Scott. I think that movie's hilarious. So, yeah, like you said, the Mr. Russo Woodcock brothers just had good, funny stuff, and they killed it. So that's dope. It's cool. We're just constantly getting DC news coming out of it. And we're getting so much to the point where it's like you don't need to put out rumors as news, and it's happening so much with all these rumors coming out reported as confirmed stuff. And thankfully James Gunn is very active on social media, and he's debunking them left and right while still giving us actual news, you know, pretty regularly. So he's doing a good job. One of those things was regarding the Superman movie. We got word for a quick minute there that was reported as news because Daniel RPK confirmed that Ultraman would be the main villain of Superman. And sure enough, James Gunn came out and said, actually, believe it or not, Superman is the main protagonist of Superman and Lex Luthor is the main antagonist. I don't know where all these rumors keep coming from yet, but, you know, just shot it down. So it's just nice having him around, but he's probably getting burnt out from just constantly having to address all of this stuff that's coming out from the DCU.
Yeah, it's a full-time job responding online. I love that he's staying ahead of the rumors, though, like you said. That is really cool. It's nice that he's active, but God, he's getting pulled apart, man. He's writing, directing, overseeing a whole franchise, dealing with social media very actively. It's crazy.
Yeah. Peacemaker starts in 2 months. Like, there's a lot of stuff going on with this. So, yeah, he's got his hands full. He's been active as well with some of those Twitter posts and whatnot, or X and Threads. He's on Threads a lot. But he's made a few posts of pictures of Red Hood and Nightwing, just kind of like without a lot of context to it, but he's posted a few things. And then somebody asked, like, would you want to do a movie with Red Hood and Nightwing? And he liked it. He didn't officially respond to it, but they did a little screenshot of the post, and it showed James Gunn liked it. So that's just, you know, a little bit more hope towards the whole Nightwing and Red Hood future in the DCU. That would be cool. Not a report of any kind, but it's just, you know, between the lines with James Gunn.
A cent.
Yeah.
I'm starting to think Red Hood and Nightwing will already be Red Hood and Nightwing when they find Damian as Robin. That's what it seems like.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, yeah.
Jumping right in the middle of things.
Yeah. If we're doing Damien, then of course I'm good with them already existing. They're not going to be introduced after Damien. So, yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah. And we could expect flashbacks. Say if we have a Nightwing and Red Hood movie.
Yeah.
We're going to have flashbacks showing how their origin came to be, you know, so.
Totally. Well, speaking of the Bat family, have you heard anything about casting for any of those positions?
No official casting, but there was a video going around with Alan Richardson, And there has been a few saying like, yeah, I'd like to play Batman. Yeah, that's an iconic character. But he like did a really weird video, kind of goofy. What's his show? What's that show?
Reacher.
Fuck, the Blue Mountain State.
Oh, you know. Blue Mountain State. Yeah.
Yeah. He was getting all enthusiastic about it. He's like, I would love to play Batman. I'm going to say it. I would love to play Batman, all this stuff. And, you know, just pulling a lot of attention towards it. Big fan cast, right? A lot of people would love to see him as Batman. I would love to see him as Batman. I haven't seen Reacher, but I've seen Blue Mountain State. And I've seen some clips of Reacher. He's definitely got that physical, imposing situation going on. And he's a good actor. Looks like a Bruce Wayne type. You know, my favorite was always Jensen Ackles to be Batman in DCU. But Alan Richardson would be a really solid pick, and he sounds super enthusiastic. And what more can you ask for in that? If someone really just loves the role, it's going to turn out better. So I don't know how you'd think about him playing Batman.
You know, at first I wasn't crazy about it, and it's mainly, you know, he plays Hawk. Like I don't know if you just – in Titans. So he's kind of already been in the DC universe in a kind of role like that. And he was all right. I liked his action scenes. He was a little corny. He's corny in some stuff, but same point. With Reacher. I've heard he's been really good in Reacher, and he's just an enthusiastic dude. I've seen those videos he posts, so I guess he's got bipolar. I think he's bipolar. He talks about that, so he's a lot of ups and downs with him. But whenever he's doing those videos on social media, there's so much energy to it. Like he looks like he run through a wall. But it's tough. I would like to say yes, give him a shot, but this is such a big casting that it makes me nervous taking a risk like that with somebody we don't like. I don't want a corny Batman, you know. I don't.
Right.
I don't know. I'm on the fence of it still.
Yeah, you kind of pulled me your way. I'd be less enthusiastic. He hasn't proven himself to be an amazing actor in any ways. I mean, I haven't seen Reacher, I guess, but I think Jensen Ackles would probably do just a way better, like long term Bruce Wayne Batman, more depth. Probably more, I don't know, more emotion. I don't know what kind of chops Alan Richardson actually has, but he might not be the right pick now.
Yeah. I would like Jensen more. Jensen would be my top pick, or Jake Gyllenhaal. But yeah.
That'd be off-putting for me. Jake Gyllenhaal, for some reason, I wouldn't be able to.
No. No,
he'd probably kill it and it'd be fine, but that seems weird.
Did you know he was supposed to be the Batman for the Christopher Nolan trilogy, and then they went with Christian Bale, but Jake was the pick initially.
I knew that.
Yeah.
He'd probably kill it, but it seems weird. Seems weird.
Straight up. All right, let's bounce out of the DC there. Just real quick, Warner Brothers, I guess this is. So we'll stay within the Warner Brothers umbrella. Oh, we got some good news. Dune 3 has been confirmed to be in development under Legendary. Denis Villeneuve has taken it on. And some of you out there might think, well, duh. Like part two ended with a pretty big cliffhanger of the war about to happen. You know, there was leading into a lot of stuff there. But Denis said, he said, I'm not going to make a third one if I can't make it as good as part two. And he said, I don't even want to think about it right now. So there was a lot of hesitation coming out of Denis. But the fact that he said that and is now moving forward with it, I mean, man, how can that not hype you up? So I'm stoked for this. I'm sure you're not disappointed by the news.
Not disappointed. And the main thing, as far as Denis coming back is the biggest part there, because, I mean, wow. Incredible what he did with Dune 2. But question, Dune, the book. So the ending of Dune 2 is apparently the end of the first book, correct?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. So that two movies covered that book. All right. So Messiah's the next place. I'm super excited. I have no idea where the story's going. You know, it's really cool to have this franchise that I'm guessing is going to be built into a large universe like Game of Thrones became and like Lord of the Rings is becoming. And, you know, it's cool to see the start of something with having no idea where it's going. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. No, I'm excited for it. Yeah, I just started reading the book. So I have no time to read it, but we've talked about it. We've talked about that already. So we'll see how the book goes.
Yep. Check out our book review in 2027.
Boom, bang. Dune. There you go. I think that's a good, I think that's a realistic time frame. Let's get into the MCU. Speaking of casting, we just had an official casting announcement for a certain character, JD.
Yeah, I'm really curious what you think about it there. So the Silver Surfer is cast, and it's Julia Gardner, who played, I forgot her name, in Ozark.
Ruth.
I absolutely loved her in Ruth. I'll let you know before I get into it. What do you think about it?
I don't know what to expect, you know, as far as her portraying the Silver Surfer, because she's obviously not going to have the accent she had in Ozark. I mean, if she did, it'd be pretty damn funny.
You're going to have to get off that damn planet before I come down there and whoop your ass.
Better get your ass down here, Galactus. So I don't think, you know, I like her, so I'm always up for her to join in the MCU. I don't think she's going to be very recognizable is the main point. I think the main point here is that it's not Norrin Radd. It is, I forgot her name already. It's like Shalabal Wing Wong.
Zero about this character.
There you go. It is... Come on, man. None of you guys can put the name in the title of the article. Like,
you were close, though. It's like, it's Shalabungawangwang.
Here we go. Shalabal. Oh, look at that.
Okay. I think you actually.
I think right. I said that. So Shalabal, I don't know anything about her either, but they're not making Silver Surfer a female. It is a pre-existing comics character that was just a female who took on the Silver Surfer mantle. Again, because Norrin Radd was not born as the Silver Surfer. And if you want to know more about that, we just dropped a Novice Nerd that our friend JD here did a very good breakdown on the background of, again, unfortunately, Norrin Radd, which different Silver Surfer, but it's still a really, you know, it's a cool character. It's an awesome background to learn about. And I wouldn't put it past Norrin Radd maybe showing up in the MCU down the road still. So, yeah, go check it out.
Yeah, me neither. I don't think this is the Silver Surfer, or I'm not jumping to that conclusion anyway. So I didn't like seeing the news at first because I'm a big Norrin Radd fan. I love his story. I think it's like integral to the history of Marvel. I really do. Like him and Galactus, that whole side. I didn't jump to conclusions, and I also figured the Fantastic Four is a very multiversal. It's probably going to be very multiversal, and this could very well be a multiversal Silver Surfer. I mean, there's nothing that. Yeah. That suggests, you know, it's very likely that could happen. It's not Norrin Radd, so I'm still assuming Norrin Radd's going to show up. But I knew this was going to be a controversial one, man, as soon as I saw it, because Silver Surfer is very popular. Mm-hmm. And when you have him cast as, you know, a different gender than what everyone's used to, you know it's going to get crazy. But
yeah,
jumping to no conclusions, you know, they could have 10 Silver Surfers in this movie for all we know.
Yeah. Well, I think this is a great opportunity for those people who always say it's not about the gender, it's just about quality, they're just doing it to do it. Well, they do that in certain instances. They just change it just to do that, to be more diverse, whatever the case is. That has obviously happened, but this isn't one of those cases to me, because again, they're not changing, you know, I think it's just a different character that they're right. deciding to go with. So yeah, I think you have to give it a chance and see what happens. So and I just rewatched the whatever 2007 Silver Surfer Fantastic Four movie with the original crew and Chris Evans and all that. Silver Surfer himself, even the CGI in that movie was pretty dope, actually. I enjoyed all of the scenes. He was voiced by Lawrence Fishburne. I enjoyed his part in that movie. So,
yeah he's sick.
Staying in the Marvel thing, a couple quick things. We don't have to dive into it. Have you heard of this Eyes of Wakanda animated series that Disney Plus is making? You have
just that it's coming out, a little Black Panther animated show.
Okay. Yeah, I wasn't aware of that. I just saw that, and apparently it's diving into the history and mythology of Wakanda, and it's gonna be like, quote, getting an animated look into the MCU, end quote, which I feel like that doesn't mean anything. We've had What If. What is that?
Yeah.
Terrible marketing, but I had no idea it was coming out. But that's coming out soon. Daredevil, more excitedly, has wrapped filming. We saw set photos of Punisher and Daredevil together on the streets, John Bernthal and Charlie Cox. So that was exciting, seeing them back in action. Can't freaking wait for that. We're still. Did you have something else on Fantastic Four?
Oh, there was a photo that dropped. So there's just, I just want to pick at one weird little thing. So it's strange. And the video I watched about it that covered, they said, well, this shows that it doesn't take place in the MCU because it's the Human Torch flying, and in the background is a very futuristic city. And if this movie takes place in the 60s, that's obviously not Earth. Yeah. But, you know, I thought that was another jump to conclusion there because, again, multiversal maybe. Mm-hmm. But they could also very well just be off planet. And thought of this in the shower. I like it a lot. So they have a picture of the dude who landed on the moon, Buzz Aldrin, or right in that original Fantastic Four photo they dropped. Mm-hmm. So we know it takes place in the 60s. And if the government has the technology to fly to space, then the Fantastic Four should very well have the technology to fly to space. So I thought they could very well just fly into space at that time and find themselves out in the galactic whatever. And, you know, the whole interstellar time conflict has them off of Earth for the 60 years or however long that's been since the 60s. So, I mean, that could be another way to explain it if it's not the quantum realm. And dude, it's just weird to have Buzz Aldrin in the poster in that, you know, because it obviously is like telling us.
So you're saying Buzz Aldrin, the guy who actually went to the moon. Who's in a poster? Are you talking about the animated photo?
I'm talking about the very first photo they dropped with all of them in a room, like celebrating, all happy. And there was a photo of that guy on their wall.
Yeah, I took that as being Ben Grimm for some reason, which now that I'm thinking about it, he was the least scientific of the group. So I don't know why he would be an astronaut. But that's what I was thinking, just because everybody else had a human. Like, they were all in their human form, and then there's Ben Grimm as a rock, and then a picture of him in human form. That's what I thought it was, but maybe, I don't know. Yeah. But I like that thought. I think it's Ben Grimm, because I'm looking at it now. It looks like the actor, Eben Moss Bachrock. Like, the painting of the astronaut looks like him.
Doesn't it look like it almost mirrors that that famous shot of Buzz? Mm-hmm. So, like, maybe he's the one who flew to the moon. I don't know. Yeah. It seems like there's something to do with, you know.
I like that. That makes sense if they were in the 60s, too, because they're just astronauts. They're just scientists in the 60s. So we could still see Howard Stark. Maybe they're, like, getting this high-tech stuff that they're about to go use and whatever cameo there. But then they go out into space. They got to get their powers. And then, yeah, maybe they're out there entangled in a different universe or a different civilization or something like that while they're learning their powers. And then at the end of the movie, they're making their way back to Earth or something
And they've only been there for maybe 6 months, right?
Interstellar. Yes.
Right. And boom, dude, that explains why they still look the same.
I love it.
Yes, let's get it.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Well, they've already started. I guess we can't send it in, but we're posting this one. I think that's a good theory.
And to get a little deeper and weirder, it would be sick to see Annihilation, because they are super tied to the Annihilation wave, and there's a lot of conflict with Annihilus there, and Johnny Storm has the Human Torch, whatever that one is, has a huge moment. I mean, there's, you know, if they go out in space, they could do something really cool. We have no clue what this movie's going to be about, dude.
Yeah. I know, but that's a good theory. I think that's a really good jumping off point. So, before we go before we get out of Marvel, I just really quick wanted to talk, I'm just loving the X-Men 97 series so far. I didn't think I would like it as much as I have, but those first three episodes were just awesome. They finally do Cyclops justice. Like, he's got there's some really cool scenes. Like, the score, they put effort into the score into this one, because there's a few scenes where the score elevates it. Like, it's like, oh, this is intense. Like, this is dope, and it's because of this score. Magneto's got an amazing scene in there. So they're really doing a good job. Episode 4 just came out. I didn't really enjoy it. I thought it was that one felt way more aimed towards kids, and it was all about Jubilee and stuff. And I just, the X-Men weren't in it. But all to say, the show is pretty dope. I'm really liking it so far. So
that's awesome. And right before we got on, I've loosely heard a rumor, so don't quote me. I don't know the source, but It's that they are focusing way more on X-Men, and they're going to start producing the first live-action X-Men way sooner than we expected.
Good.
And it's a lot to do with the hype that X-Men 97 brought. Just the fact that that's what people are excited about. People want, like, X-Men, and that's kind of the only thing you could repeat on the big screen, repeating how the Avengers formed. Yep. You know, you can't really do a lot of repeats of that. So the X-Men is a good opportunity for something new.
Yeah, they probably saw the hype after Beast's post-credit scene in the Marvels. Everybody was only talking about that instead of the movie. And then, yeah, they were probably using this as like a temperature gauge, see how people react. Okay, X-Men are good to go. They are obviously moneymakers.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Did you have anything else before? I think you had one more thing, right? You got sequel in the works?
Like 90 seconds. All right, so I'm just going to play around with it. It's not fandom, but I'm going to have you guess, and I will give you some clues. So there's a sequel coming. It's an older comedy that I know you and I both love. It does not have a sequel yet. And I'll give you a little more, but you have any guesses what it could be? It's a classic.
Oh, I think I know, because I just got word of a sequel of a comedy that I really used to like from the 90s about a week ago. And I was the grumpy old man who was like, I don't want this crap. And everybody's like, come on, Dave. And that was Happy Gilmore. Is that
That's it.
Yeah, dude, I don't know.
I know. I get where you're coming from. I get it. Nothing ever works out like that anymore. Like, it's probably not going to be good. But
yeah, I'm still going to see it, though, probably, because I know Adam Sandler's coming back. I think Shooter McGavin's coming back. Unfortunately, Chubbs can't come back. RIP Carl Weathers. That would have been great if he could have came back for that, too, because he makes everything better. Because coming from somebody, Dumb and Dumber was my favorite movie, and the sequel was just not it. And I don't know. Zoolander 2 sequel, I didn't enjoy at all, and I love Zoolander, so a lot of bad track record for me.
How about Anchorman 2? That's
Anchorman 2 wasn't
that's
bad.
A good one.
It was Horrible Bosses. It was pretty funny. Horrible Bosses 2 is great.
That's a good one. There's a few good, but the whole new age, it's pretty much a reboot. I mean, they call it a sequel, but it's, you know, it's 20 years later. Yeah. If Adam Sandler's in complete control, you know.
I think he is. That's the one redeeming thing. Think this is still a Happy Madison production. Like, it's still the same people in charge. So that's the one thing where it's like, all right, this could be funny. So we'll see.
Yeah.
Before we get out of here, to wrap it up, we are going to give you our first box office draft update. If you've seen our social media, the 2023 box office draft wrapped up with Dune Part 2, bringing home the W for yours truly, coming back from JD's lead there with Dune, and they're still putting money up. So we got that wrapped up. We drafted 2024 about a month ago, and so far, I'm the only one who has movies out. I have 3 movies out. Nobody else has one out. And boy, it's a rough one. So I have Kung Fu Panda 4, Ghostbusters Frozen Empire, and Godzilla Kong, the new empire out there. Kung Fu Panda had a horrible opening weekend, horrible reviews. Somehow recovered and is at $370 million right now, which is below projections, but it's still got a little time. Ghostbusters Frozen Empire is sitting at $116 million, which is actually kind of on pace for the projections, but unfortunately I was drafting it hoping for it to blow up, and that it did not. But thankfully, after those two, Godzilla times Kong x Kong has beat Dune 2 for its opening weekend numbers. It came in about $200 million in its first weekend. Absolutely killed it. So fingers crossed that continues. I got to go see it soon, kind of fight the good fight and help my own team out. But yeah, Godzilla Kong has really shown up at the box office so far. So Caleb has Civil War releasing next week, which I'm going to go see for sure. Looks dope. It's getting amazing reviews. Hype's definitely building. A24 is putting cash out for marketing because I see promos everywhere every day for that thing. And then JD, your first movie will be Furiosa coming out in May. So it's going to be a little bit of a lull here now. We had a lot drop in March, but So stay tuned. Find out, you know, will JD get revenge? Will Caleb reclaim his box office pride after getting last place? Will I go from first to last? Find out next time on Box Office Challenge. But yeah, that's going to wrap it up here for a quick episode of Week in Geek. We're probably going to be doing these a little bit more frequently, a little bit shorter, but just staying up to date on everything. So thank you for tuning in. As always, you can find our socials at Instagram, X, and TikTok at Why So Sidious Pod, and we are on YouTube. Please go ahead and give us some interactions, some subscribes and follows. And we're going to try to do more listener questions, stuff like that, get some more feedback from the listeners out there. I'm trying to work on that on Instagram side. JD's been really good with that on TikTok. So, yeah, stay tuned, and we will see you next time on Why So Sidious, a nerd podcast.